Amen, amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. What an honor and privilege it is to be with you. Thank you for allowing us. Hey, Tasty Beats. How's it going, brother? Awesome. It's just a great... I'm privileged to come and worship with you. It's so refreshing. And who is that black lady leading worship? Come on, that girl's got some soul. Yeah, hallelujah. And just, Sarah, well, hang on, just you team me up here.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyways. This is one of my favorite places in the world. And I should have... Is this being recorded? Shoot. And this morning, I'm just going to share real quickly. I had a dream last night that I was standing in this tent. And I was standing kind of in the middle here, and I was just watching what was happening. And I had awoken, and I thought I was in the tent. My bedroom had, like, become the tent. And I started tripping out a little bit because I wasn't sure where I was and how I got there. And all of a sudden, I snapped back, and I was back in my bedroom, and I had realized if you see it, you can have it. And that there is something that is about to happen in this place tonight. It is the start of something new. It is a breaking of a new dawn, and I knew I had to be here to see what's about to happen unfold. And we are here to take part. We're here to stand with you and see something new begin to happen. And I'm going to tell you, in worship tonight, I had a vision, and I saw the Statue of Liberty, the White House, our Parliament buildings, and the CN Tower all flip upside down. Wow. And God says, I have to do one more flipping upside down. God says, I'm doing one more shaking, and everything went upside down. And God's about to do something supernatural in North America. Something no man can do by himself. Something no other God can do by himself. But the God of all creation is about to flip North America upside down. We're about to see signs and wonders and miracles every day. You don't just got to go to a conference anymore. And I firmly believe today is the beginning. This moment is the beginning of something brand new.
Amen. Amen. The Bible says they that turn the world upside down has come amongst us. The turning upside down is because you're about to invade your world. Clothed with the glory, clothed with the presence, and clothed with the force of favor that is going ahead of you and creating the opportunities and creating the doorways. The force of favor is going ahead of you in this season because you're about to walk in and turn things upside right. This is your 13th camp meeting. 13 is the beginning of a new season. You have this time, a beginning of a new time. You go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and then you start again. 13, this is a new beginning. What Sarah said was, it's a beginning of a new season. There's a new season. And what you've been going through, you're about to be metamorphosed into. You're about to take a leap of faith out of your poopa place. Yes. A poopa is actually the chrysalis or the cocoon. Anybody been in a poopa place lately? It's a dark place that you are concealed in. There's a dark place of containment that has tried to stop you. It's been a dark place where the enemy's tried to contain you and stop you and tell you to sit down, shut up. You have no business because of your past, because of the things that you've been through. But I want to tell you, that dark place is about to give way, and you are about to be metamorphosed into the person that you've been always been. The caterpillar has 13 segments and ahead. You're about to become a chud. A chud is the numerical value of Shema Israel Adonai Elohim Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, that the Lord thy God, He is one. He is one. Echad is the numerical value of Echad is 13. One is 13. New beginnings is 13. Hashem, numerical value 13. The name Yod Heh Vav Heh is 13 times 2. I think it's ha hava la. The one of the Hebrew words for love is 13. We're entering into a new season of oneness, a new season of agreement, a new season where we're going to come into one with the Hashem. We're going to come into one with the Messiah. We're about to be melted. All when the caterpillar is about to go into status before it's formed into the butterfly, it's liquefied. No part of him is attached to the butterfly. He is totally liquefied. And he comes into one with the head. All 13 parts that make up the caterpillar of the body becomes liquefied and joins in together with the head of the, and our head is the Lord Jesus Christ. We're about to be melted. We're about to come into, and we're about to be metamorphosed as we come into one Echad in this 13th year. It's a brand new season. We've entered into the second half of the year of God's enabling power. God gave me a word last July that this season that we're coming into would be a year of enabling power, where we're going to see what your prophet here, what he said about the power and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Get ready for an increase of the power and the demonstration as you've become one with the Creator of all. You're coming out of your dark places. You're coming out of that season of testing and trials. You're coming into a season where you're about to invade your world and become the answer that God always called you to be. You're being metamorphosed. This favor of God is about to come out of you. Isaiah 61 says, Isaiah 61 says, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. We are anointed to preach. We are anointed to declare. But we are sent to do 10 other things. We are sent. I'm anointed to preach good news to the poor. But I'm sent to bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, release from bondage for those who are blind, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to give them a crown of beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and a garment of praise for a spirit of despair, that they might become oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor, so that they might rebuild the ruined cities, that they might be able to restore the places that have been long devastated. That transformational 11 is the number of transformation, and you are about to do the 11 things that were going to bring transformation to society, and that is by the favor, the force of favor of God. Amen.
I just really sense, as God was sharing, that we're entering into a 3-day open a window. God says, I've opened a window that'll start tonight at midnight where promotion can be yours. I see 3 days of straight promotion. God says promotion after promotion. The containment you have felt, that you couldn't go any further, that you've hit maximum. God says there's 3 days, but you must tell Him what you want. Don't sit there and wait. There's an activation that starts tonight at midnight. If you want a promotion, I dare say you begin to cry out for the promotion you need for your life, for your family, for your ministry, whatever it is. But I just see 3 days, and I'm excited to hear the testimony of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Are you ready for your best days? Are you ready? This is not a season of getting by. We're building up for our season of advancement in the kingdom. I've come here. I have a gift and I don't back down from it. I have a gift to release favor. I've released favor to people where it has totally changed their lives. I released favor over this one lady and they had a $1 million contract show up. I released favor over this other person and I shared it with you, Joe and Bella Garcia. He couldn't go across the border. You got a lot of you guys, I'm not going to get into it because I've already taken enough time, but I want to tell you that it shifted and changed. Shifted and changed everything. And so the Father had me come here tonight to release this to you in this force of favor. Every bit of containment leads up to this moment. You're about to be launched into you. You're about to be launched into you. And I'm here just to stand with a dear mother and father in the faith. And I love you guys. And I'm sorry I'm not around enough. I'm all over the world. Just got back from Australia. Well, we just... Maryland. In the United States, but just before that we were in Australia at John Alley's and we had a great time there. But we love you. We honor you. We thank you so much for your vision, for the prophetic mantle on your lives. And we have come here for nothing more than to just release favor and just give you honor and blessing. We do love you and we count it a privilege to run with you. And I just say, stay on your horse, because it's just going to get gooder and gooder and gooder and gooder. I have a prophetic word for you. The path of the righteous goes brighter and brighter until that day. Don't look just because you've had a good run or just because you're going to be involved in some good times while you're here this summer. Don't look for the enemy to show up right after that. I want to tell you, it's going to get brighter and brighter and gooder and gooder and gooder because you are the righteousness of God. And Psalms 5:12 says, "For surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield." Amen. The shield of favor. The shield of favor. "For surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a mighty shield." So if I could get you both to stand up. And if I could maybe just get you to turn around and face the people. And I just want to wrap this around you. No, I want to wrap this around you. I did this for Fatine and Rob. And I did this for Joe and Bella. And I just, this is the oldest covenant. This flag represents the people that established the oldest covenant that was in 1613 with the Dutch in this nation. And I'm here to make covenant, but I'm also here to bless you with the favor of the First Nations. I bless you with that. I bless you with that. As a First Nations, I grew up on the Tandanega Mohawk Territory, and my grandfather was one of the three elders that was chosen by the chiefs to go to all the chiefs meetings before he passed away in 1999. I carry, if not his mantle, I carry a big portion of his mantle, and I want to declare to you the favor of God according to the First Nations, but the favor of God according to what is in this land. And I call forth the favor of God that was instilled even in this property and in this land and in this area and in this nation to come forth and begin to envelop you and envelop you and cause you to be great in the land and cause you to go forth and establish. We welcome you in every area and every aspect and every privilege to go in and establish the kingdom of God. You are welcome and you are favored and you are blessed. We call you blessed. Oh, we call it Makarios, nothing missing, nothing broken. We bless you today in Jesus' name, and we call forth and we declare Psalms 5:12 over you that says, "For surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield." And we add our favor shield to you, and we align ourselves with you, and we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for taking a step and being on the spearhead for our nation and the prophetic movement and the apostolic movements. We bless you and we honor you, and we release and we command favor to come upon you like never before and begin to go forth from you in creating a wake behind you and creating avenues and opening doors and dispossessing the enemy. I see the favor shield going ahead of you and dispossessing and removing the obstacles. This is a year to come into one. This is a year to operate in His love. This is a year to operate in His power. And this is a year that the force of favor is going to be like pushing the easy button. In Jesus' name.